morning, Arizona. I told you we were packing a lot into today's four-hour broadcast. We've packed 8 hours of information into a four-hour broadcast bag. It's overstuffed. We've been talking this particular Saturday morning for the last few hours about independent living, aging in place. Let me tell you what that's about. It's the ability to live in one's own home and community safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age, income, or ability level. What do we have to do for you, the Arizona homeowner, to fulfill your destiny of life, continue your purpose and your passion in life, and yet allow you to live in an environment that is independent, safe, and comfortable? We've been talking in the last hour about LifeStream facilities here in town as one option, fully developed and set up properties that allow you to expand your horizons into new environments if that is your definition of independent living. We appreciate Mrs. Donna Taylor coming in and sharing her expertise with us the past hour. Now, how about those of you that may fall more in line with hard-headed Rosie Romero? I'll be constructing my retirement facility on some property we have at 9,000 feet up in the mountains, where I'll be able to chop wood, feed my horse, walk my dogs, and deliver chopped firewood to all my neighbors all winter long. That's my idea of independent living. That's my golden years. We brought in some experts this morning from TWD Inc., Rosie Certified Remodeler out in Peoria. Todd Whitaker, CEO of TWD. Todd,
good morning,
thanks
Rosie.
For coming in, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Ron Labrie, Senior Designer of TWD Inc. Ron,
good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And Tom Malafa, the Director of Operations. We really appreciate you guys coming in, sharing your expertise with what y'all are seeing. I've told people, Todd, for about 2 years now, that in our remodeling business, which is just a little bitty company, the number one request is, Rosie, come assess our property as to what has to be done so I can bring mom or dad home.
Yeah, we do a lot of that.
It's huge.
It's huge. You know, people want to stay where they're at for one, and you know, it's basically for all to come and live in that place wherever that may be, and live comfortably.
Yeah, Ron, what do you you must be seeing it a lot. I mean, I know when I get the phone call and they're in y'all's neighborhood, I say, well, hey, just call Ron. He'll come take care of you.
I think the biggest challenge for most of our customers is they don't know really where to start. And with us being certified Universal Design Associates, we're able to assess their situation, find out what their needs are, whether it's extended family, children, multi-generation living in the home, or if we truly want to do an ADA type of a bathroom or a kitchen, we can do kind of a combination of them all. And we're actually working on designs for several. One bathroom we're doing is completely ADA rated, but it's going to be moving with the customers as they age. And so we're putting backing in for larger grab bars, but they don't want it looking hospitalish. And
right.
So we're doing some different types of components, grab assist bars that don't really look like a grab bar that's part of your toilet paper holder, certain things like that. And then if the need arises later, we could upgrade to a full grab bar. We're all about transitioning your home as you need fit.
Well, one of the things Jennifer has learned in her living in place certification is that really a lot of these things or make sense for anybody at any age.
Absolutely.
In any home. I mean, it's all about living safely at home. And you look at the statistics about how dangerous a bathroom is, you'd start going out in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. That's the number one.
The bathroom is the most dangerous room in the house.
It is. And it's incredible.
I'm way ahead of the safety curve.
Shower in the sprinklers and, you know, water the oleanders, whatever you've got to do. But we talk about the statistics of aging in place, and we talked about it a little bit last hour, that 400 people an hour are turning 65. That's, what is that, 10, 11,000 people a day, over 300,000 a month, over 4 million a year. And it's going to be a huge dynamic as far as keeping these aging populations safe and comfortable. And I can't emphasize enough, in my heart, the one takeaway I hope people, their passion and their purpose, because once you take that away, then there isn't a whole lot left.
For sure.
For their heart.
Yep. So. No, it is. There's a need out there for helping people staying where they're at. You know, that, like you mentioned earlier, the statistics is, it's way up there in price to go into assisted living. And if we can help them avoid that, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, there's like these stages of it, depending on what level of assistance you're requiring.
Exactly.
And there is a point in the early stages of that where living and staying at home absolutely is the most cost-effective way to do it. But at the point you're accommodating full-time in-house care, then, you know, maybe a group environment would be a little bit more cost-efficient and a little bit more economical. So it all and like Donna was saying, it all depends on your definition of independent. You may have heard me telling the story. I mean, my mom is in her mid-80s, and she sits at the front door of her house with a shotgun. And if you come over there and are bringing food or, I mean, she doesn't want any help. She doesn't want any assistance. She wants to be completely independent. And if you come over there trying to help her, she's going to shoot your headlights out.
Yep. No, I hear you. I hear you.
And you've got customers like that.
Absolutely. You know, it's they don't want to basically face the fact that they may need this in the future. We don't have to make it look that way now. But in the universal design aspect of things, that's what you're doing. You're getting it ready for a very simple change in the future.
Actually call it life stages design.
Yeah. And Ron and Tom, how many times have you gone in and completed this for a particular client? And we have the clients, and I know y'all do too. It's the ego that keeps them from pulling the trigger to get this done. And then once it's done, we get phone calls like 6 months later. Hey, he'll never admit it to you, but he can't believe he didn't do this 4 years ago, right?
Exactly. We're actually working on a design right now. We have quite a few customers that are multi-generational moving back in together. They're actually taking the cost for like a year and a half of a nursing facility, which is on average about $83,000 a year here in Phoenix, using about a year and a half to 2 years of that and putting that into a home, either purchasing a new home and remodeling it. We have a mother-in-law that we're remodeling the former master suite. She still wants her little enclosed toilet compartment, and it's not even decoded the way it is now. I'm trying to talk them into doing more of an open concept so that she's in her mid-80s, and should she need to be in a wheelchair or a walker or assistance so that we don't have an issue to where she can get stuck. She wants that, but we're going to plan ahead for it so that that door can be removed, that wall can be removed, and we're going to order additional flooring and lay out the flooring in accordance so that we can actually remodel fairly easily.
All right. Tom Malafa, Director of Operations for TWD Inc. We've got Mike in Mesa calling. Let's bring Mike into the conversation. He's got a question about the actual installation of some of this. Mike, good morning. Thanks for calling. Rosie on the house. Let me introduce you to the experts from TWD Inc.
Hi. Well, I'm a retired occupational therapist, and I put in these bars, but on my particular shower, it's that fake marble stuff, and then green board and studs, and I cannot find a bath bar that I can mount horizontally. They only come in 36 and 24 inch.
Okay. That's a great question. How do you solve that, Tom?
Well, depending on the wall that you want to install it on, if there is a room behind that wall, in most cases we can cut sheetrock, we can install backing, repair the sheetrock, paint it like it would never happen, and then that way you can have backing for the grab bars. They do make different toggle bolts, but they're just not safe with the marble panels. They will crack, they will pull away.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't get your phone number.
Oh, very good. Phone number for TWD. Yeah.
Our phone number is 623-544-1211. And the good thing about today, if you mention Rosie and that we're Rosie on the house, we will. There's a coupon that goes along with that for a free in-house universal design consultation.
Okay. Yeah. That's just for the Rosie on the House listeners from TWD. Todd, thanks a million for offering that to our listeners. And how would they take advantage of that?
You can call today. We've got our office open today taking calls. And again, that's a call in. Speak to Mimi is there, and she'll take your call and put you down for that coupon. And
let's get the number out one more
time. It's 623-544-1211.
Beautiful showroom at the office.
Absolutely.
For people getting there. And the website?
TWDAZ.com.
Okay. Tom, I know the dilemma Mike's dealing with. 24-inch bar, trying to fit it onto a 16-inch on-center stud. A lot of times, I just won't install them horizontal. I'll just skew them,
yes,
right?
Correct. Yeah, we do that quite a bit. If we're doing a complete remodel, we will install backing for the future. Whether it's requested or not, we still do it because there's always that opportunity for growth. But yes, we have installed many of them at an angle.
Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate the opportunity to clarify that for you and give you some guidance. I'm here with the experts from TWD Inc. talking about what do we have to do at your home to keep you there as long as you want. We'll be right back after this.